Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that's tomorrow.
I said that's tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'll check back with him and make sure everything is all right. Yeah. Okay. All right. How's you later? All right. Yeah. Hey. All right. Let's hold on. Nah, we gotta start this thing. Hold on. Hey, listen. You know what? I ain't even got no more to say about it. I ain't got nothing to say about it. Let's do this over. We gonna do the whole thing over. Let's rock. Yeah, this is kind of weird. Yeah, this is kind of.
daily, 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 go get a miss.
In their lives that normally attract people to them or give people a reason to look at them like they are established, like they got it going on, like they rocking in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? And some people might replace kids with, let's say, job, man or woman, house, car. Job, kids, house, car, job, kids, house, car, job, kids, house, car, job, kids, house, car, job, kids, house, car. I got this. It don't mean I'm a star, but it means that I got things going on because I built this shit for myself. But on this day, we're going to talk about it. This Sun 752, we about it. So really, you got a job, steady income. You know, in order for you to have a job with a steady income, especially in this era, you have to be doing something right. You can't be all out there just winging it because you have managed to be able to hold down gainful employment. And you got your kids. Your kids, you know, they're going to school, they're going to virtual school, whatever, but they are situated. You know, you can afford things for them, you know, their Christmases, their birthdays, they whatever, you know what I'm saying? You got that taken care of. You got a car. I don't care whether you got a small compact or you riding in a big luxury. Domestic or foreign, you're able to get from here to there by putting some gas in the tank. And you got your own crib. Your own crib, you might have a house. And if you have a house, that means that you more than likely you have a mortgage. Doesn't mean definitely you have a mortgage because I don't have a mortgage. But a lot of people do have a mortgage, or you may be renting and you're able to make the rent. You're able to pay the rent. You are not flying by the seat of your eviction pants. You understand what I'm saying? So bearing that in mind, when we have the blueprint of those four things, and a substitution of those four things, why is it that many of us still feel unfulfilled? Why is it that many of us still feel like we don't have nothing, even though to other people who don't have two of the things out of the four that we are displaying? And I'm not saying that that's all we have. We may have way more than just those four things, but those four things are the things that established people often have for themselves. They ain't living pillow to post. You know, some people can come and visit them. People can come and stay with them. They have their own shit. No couch surfing going on over here. No unestablished domicile going on over here. So you would think with those four things going on, why aren't you happy? Why aren't you satisfied? Why aren't you content? Why aren't you even the least bit okay with your situation? Why is it that other people are looking at you like, that's what's up? But you looking at yourself like, this ain't what's up. This ain't living. Well, we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into all of that. Plus, I want to talk about when you have those four things and people still aren't attracted to you. People aren't really messing with you like that. They don't rock with you like that. So it's like, you got those four things. Good for you. That's great. But I don't fuck with you like that. You know why I don't fuck with you like that? Well, we going to talk about it. We going to talk about it, be about it, get on the mic, see about it. It's going to be okay, don't you know? All right? So that's what we're talking about today. Job, kids, car, house. Job, kids, house, car. Okay, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this, your daily go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar, with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R's. The Daily Go Get a Living Show all up in your area. We are in motion and full and total, absolute, undisputed effect. And we are talking about job, kids, house, car, job, kids, house, car, job, kids, house, car, job, kids, house, car, job, kids, house, car. Those are things that we normally try to get situated because those things are revolving accounts. Those are things that we have to put time and effort into, and we also have to put money into. Nobody has a child that doesn't need anything on a daily basis. You know, it would be nice. You know what I mean? Everybody would want to have a bunch of kids if you could just, you know, sit them on the couch, let them watch TV all day, and they learn, do good in school, don't get in no trouble, cause no static friction, pain, anguish, you know what I'm saying, ups, downs. Don't work that way. No. When you have a job, you know that at your job, whether you like what you do for a living or you don't, you know that there's always going to be some issues, some kind of crazy stuff going on at the job. You know why? Because you have to deal with people. And guess what? People have to deal with you also. So you're at the job, they're at the job, we're at the job. The job is what it is. There may be days when you say, oh, my God, I don't want to go up in here. I hate it here. And then maybe times you go in there like, yeah, baby. Yeah, I'm all right. Everything is going to be all right. And then maybe days when you get surprised. You may go in thinking that everything is going to be all right and everything gets all crazy, topsy-turvy. And then maybe times when you go in and you think everything is going to be messed up and everything goes smooth as a baby butt. Goes smooth. But that's what we're working with. So that's the job. Those are the kids. The car. You may be the type of person that likes cars. So you want to make sure you whip it in something nice. Now, when it comes to cars, there are two types of people in this world. There are the people who always got to be whipping something new within the five-year-old mark. So they paying a note. They go from one note to another note. from one note to another note to another note every 3, 4, 5 years, another note. Now I just got finished. Yo, another note. Yo, I'm leasing from now. Another note. Yo, I'm gonna make sure I keep my another note. I gotta be making. I'm gonna do where I'm sitting. Something. Another note. Yeah, boy, just vibe. Look at the interior. Another note. Leather in the wood grain. Yeah, another note. Yo, this time I got the foreign. Yeah, another note. Yo, I paid a lot of money for this shit. Another note. I might have to get a new crib after. Another note. Just got raised and shit. Another note. And then there are people who save up to buy a car, you know, and just rock out like that. Their money goes towards other things, but they may not like to have a car note. That would be me. I don't like to have a little car note. But then again, you know, I'm different because I don't like no bills. I don't like no bills. I'm stingy as hell when it comes to bills. I'd be like, man, you're like, yo, Chase Manhattan, y'all got more money than me. What you bugging me for? Like, you spent some of our money, but I needed it. See, y'all, you know, y'all ain't, you know, y'all be tripping. And on this interest rate, y'all really be bugging. Y'all must think I got it like that. But you said on your application that you got it like that. Man, I ain't, you know, come on, man. You know, everybody says things. They say things. But anyway, so you may have a car that has a car note. Hopefully it's one that you can afford. You got the job. Hopefully you have a job and you have the type of mindset where you're not living beyond your means, you know? Ah, yeah, there you go. Hopefully you're not living beyond your means. Many people are. So you might have like a $700 or $800 car note, and that's not even including insurance. So you got another $250 for insurance. You know, you talking about a stack. You selling out $1,000 every month for a car. I hope that's a nice ride. And it might be BMW, Audi, you know, something on the German side. I mean, I ain't gonna say nothing like no. You know, no Aston Martin, no, you know, nothing like that, because you're not talking about no $700, $800 car. No, you're talking about much more than that. Depending on how much you put down, I mean, you might have it like that. Nonetheless, the car you drive says something about you. No, it doesn't say everything about you, but it definitely says something about you. And the car you may drive may say something to you about yourself in the way that you feel about the world. So you whipping though. The bottom line is you got the job. Your kids are okay. You got a car. And guess what else you got? You got a house. You got a house. Roof overhead house. I don't care if you got a yard or a lawn. I don't care if you got it really going on in a row house, maybe 2 or 3 bedroom. But you got that shit going on. You pay your shit soon. And it's going down like that. Everything is y'all right. First up, bat in, over the plate, out of the whole park. Yo, it's going to be all right. When it gets dark, you got a place to lay your head. You got electric, water, gas, and you get fed. Go to the... Anyway. House, car, kids, job. Job, kids, house, car. Now, y'all can list those by priority. And just because you don't have one of those things, it doesn't mean that you don't have it going on. Not everybody wants to drive. Some people don't like to drive. I think it's weird. You know, I'm not talking about people who've been in accidents. You know, there's just some scaredy cats that don't like to drive. You know, be Ubering and Lyfting everywhere. Before then, it was cabs. They took cabs everywhere. I was like, you know what you spend in cabs? Do you know how much? Emily Dunlap and I was just interrupting your intro. Had to start over. Yup. Tap on your pin chat, and you may see it. Nah. It's still hidden. Just that first comment though. We good. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. That's up, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's up, my brother? Thanks for coming on through Saturday morning. Glad to have my eyes on you. And Carolyn, Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita, yo, she a win. Yo, she ain't sweet, but she is sweet. Yo, it's not sweet, but it is all sweet. What's going on, ma? It's good to see me some you. It's good to see me some y'all coming through. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? So we talking about job, kids, house, car. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Be more all day. Stand up. Yeah, when you have the blueprint of those things, and with the exception of the kids, those are material things. I don't know if you consider a house to be a material thing, but shoot. It's definitely a financial obligation, and it definitely is something that you can gain equity in, and something that you can use as a bargaining chip in order to get other things. And it is something that banks look at you for, you know, for lending purposes and things like that. So it's not, you know, owning a home is a great thing to do. But even if you don't own your home, it doesn't mean that you don't have enough money to own your home. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not responsible enough in order to have a home. Some people, you know, really just like to, they don't want the responsibility of having to fix things, you know, do home repairs. And, you know, they think that is too expensive and it's time consuming and it's tedious. And I can't even deny that. But the beauty of owning your home is that you can make things the way that you want it. You can customize your home. You make your house the way you want it to look. Yeah, sure, you're going to have to pay for it, but you will have to pay for anywhere that you live. The thing is, if you live in an apartment or if you rent a home, you can't really fix it the way you want to. You can, but there may be lease restrictions that keep you or prevent you from being able to even hang a picture with nails in the wall sometimes. You know, landlords would sometimes put that in the lease. Yo, no nails in the walls. No nails in the walls. No screws in the walls. You better have them walls back to what they was. You better have them back to pre-existing condition when you move out. Or are you going to see that reflected in the return of your security deposit? So, with these things that you have, you know, whether you customize your house or, you know, hooked up your apartment, whatever the case may be, you have these four things that when people are dating or when people are sizing you up, they want to know if you have these things. Now tell me I'm lying. Tell me that people don't size people up by, well, where you work. People will ask you all that. Ask you that all the time, won't they? Where you work? Or what do you do for a living? Because the way you dress and all of that, and the confidence that you have, kind of shows a little bit about your financial situation. Sometimes it's lying. It ain't always the truth. You may be dripped and draped and designer everything. Jewelry, all that shit. But the thing is, that's money you spent. That's not money you had. A lot of people don't seem to understand that. That's money you had. That's not money you had. You tripped on some wet steps coming out of the subway and sued SEPTA. It took you 8 years, but you finally got paid. You might have bought all your fly shit then. That shit was 15 years ago, but you still got a lot of the shit. People think you got money. You broke as a joke. That money been ran out. You might have spent that money within the first year that you had it. You got almost six figures. Shit like that. So. So people like to know where you work. What do you do for a living? And sometimes you may not even feel like being judged on that level or by that criteria. Like, well, you know, I work over here. You ever had people do that to you? You ask them where they work or what they do for a living. They say, well, I work for this company. They'll tell you the company. But you have to dig a little deeper. Like, so what do you do there? They may do something for a living at that company that they don't like so much or that they don't feel so proud of. And I think that everybody should feel good about whatever they do for a living, because that is your livelihood. You do represent that. I'm not saying that you represent the company that you work for, but you represent yourself in what you do. I mean, think about it. You go to work 5 days a week. Well, some, you know, relatively. That's what you do for a living. So people kind of know by what you do for a living. They know the salary range. Sometimes you know the salary range of what you get paid or what people get paid based on their position. Now, you may be a manager somewhere. You know, managers of different things don't all get paid the same thing. You may work at McDonald's as a manager or assistant manager at McDonald's. You may barely be clearing $14 an hour in some markets. Then again, you could be a manager at McDonald's. You may be making $20 an hour in some markets. Depends. It depends on a few factors. Nonetheless, you know, when people are trying to get to know you or trying to get in your business, you know, whatever, they find out these kind of things about you while they are putting themselves in the position to swear that they know you. You know. But, job, kids, house, car. Your job says a lot about you. Your job says a lot about you. And when you do your job well, you're probably going to be very proud of yourself, regardless of what the job is. There's something about when you do what you do well, that confidence, it comes out, it shows. Even if you're a shy person, it's like, They may be soft-spoken or whatever, but they have these things. So let's get into it. What is it when you have that blueprint of the job, the kids, the house, the car? What is it that's preventing people who have these things from feeling confident? What is it that's keeping them from enjoying life? What is it that's keeping them from being happy? What is it that's keeping them from getting the things in life that they really want? Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? I got job, kids, house, car. Yes, I do. But shit is fucked up, and sometimes I feel like I'm through. Yeah, I've been working hard, but it don't mean shit. Sometimes I be thinking that I might just end it. Do you know where you're going to? Bottom line is, yeah. You might have the job, the kids, job going right, kids situated correctly, doing the best you can. Now, on the subject of the kids, hold on, but you have the house and you have the car. On the subject of the kids, that could be one of the things that may be keeping you from getting the things that you want in your mind. Now, nobody likes it. Nobody would. I ain't gonna see nobody. Most people would not come out of their face and admit that they don't admit that they wish they didn't have kids. But you know, there are some people who won't date a person because they have kids. You know, I've heard all kinds of things, all the way from, you know, it's hard being a step parent, to when people have kids, that means that they have a baby mom or a baby father, and more than likely they're not all the way out of their life, and then you got to be dealing with all of that drama. So even though you take care of your kids, doesn't necessarily mean that everybody is going to be proud of you, or everybody is going to look up to you for that. Doesn't mean it can put you in a position to whereas you are missing out with somebody because you have kids. Queen Matu Mayini, what's going on, Queen Monica? Queen Monica, how you feeling? Charlene Curry, Charlene. I said the Charlene. Ansel Jones says, do you tell someone you're interested in dating your credit situation? No. That ain't nobody business but yourself. Your own. Fuck, I wish somebody would ask me, so what's your credit rating, O? Are you a loan officer? Do you have some techniques on how to fix this? It's a little early for you to be asking me that, isn't it? This debit card right here works. Give her two scoops. Shorty tripping. Shouty tripping. What up, Shouty? What you talking about, Shouty? Yeah, I don't know, Ansel. I wouldn't share that. I ain't really with all of that. You know what I mean? Like, not that it's a big secret, but, you know, we got the internet going on out here nowadays. And certain things bring out the evil in people. And the internet is one of them. So, I don't know. Sure, husband says, my mom knows how to drive, but she chooses to have me drive her everywhere because she knows I will. Oh, I'm familiar with situations like that. I'm familiar with situations like that. TK Wright says, those things mean nothing if your mind ain't right. Well, let me ask you this, though, T. Carrie, right? Can you even have those things if your mind ain't right? I'm under the impression that you kind of have to have something going on as far as your mind being right in order to establish those things in the first place. Doesn't mean that you ain't crazy. But, you know, there is something to be said that at least with at least having those things, and if you've gotten them by yourself, it says something about your patience, your energy, your drive, your planning, especially if you have your kids situated. If your kids are well adjusted, you can't be but so fucking crazy. You can't, because your kids ain't situated if you fucking crazy. Oh, yeah, they there. They may still get things. They may still be smart, attractive, intelligent, and all that stuff. But they ain't situated. They ain't adjusted, because you ain't adjusted. So it's not that easy to accomplish that if you ain't halfway steady. You say, yes, you can. You can have those things and be batshit crazy. How can you have well-adjusted kids if you're batshit crazy? I've never seen anybody or known anybody that was batshit crazy where their kids was well-adjusted or situated properly. And I've known a lot of batshit crazy people. But their kids wasn't right. No, the fuck they wasn't. But I'll tell you this, I've known people who were pretty steady and their kids wasn't right. So, you know, kids can. Narcel says, I remember not feeling fulfilled at Christmas time, even though my kids was happy. Yeah, that's called parenting. And that's and I know what you mean, man, because that's not even a financial thing. Christmas time, you know, is a very nostalgic time. You know, you take it back to the good old days when Christmas was Christmas. I don't care whether you're a Muslim or whatever. You know, now, if Christmas was good for you at any time in your life, you're going to hold on to those memories. No way around it. Queen Monica says, hey, in and out today. Too many streams this morning. Oh, okay. TK Wright says, that's not true. Your kids can be well adjusted because they have other centered people around them. That's how. I don't believe that. Not at all. Mm-mm. You can have all of the resources in the world, but your kids will. I don't think that your kids can be well adjusted if you're not adjusted well in some way. You cannot be batshit crazy because, okay, now we can have differences in what we consider well adjusted to be, you know, because I grew up with a lot of different personalities. I grew up with kids whose parents had committed suicide. I grew up with kids whose parents did murder suicide. I grew up with kids whose parents were pimps. Of course, drug dealers. Of course, drug addicts. I grew up with kids who came from abusive families. Abusive towards them. Or abusive or like domestic violence situations. I grew up with kids who parents had a lot of money, pretty much happily married, at least happily married looking. Anyway, it depends on what you consider children to be well adjusted to be, because I think that if your kids are well adjusted, then there is absolutely no need for therapy. And I can't think of a situation where a child could have a parent that's batshit crazy and be exposed to them and not need therapy. I can't think of any. How? Batshit crazy? No. A little touch, a little off, a little quirky. A little flighty, a little irresponsible. Yeah. Batshit crazy? No fucking way. That child is going to need therapy. Because children feel that energy. They want their parents to be okay. And I don't see how children can be okay being exposed to parents that ain't okay. They're going to feel that. It's embarrassing. But even more than embarrassing, they feel it. Like, I want my mom to be all right. I want my dad to be okay. There was a time when they seemed like they were okay, and they're not. So I don't know. You said there are functional loonies out in the streets. No, there aren't. There are no functional loonies. They're loonies. Mm-mm. They're not functional. You mean they have jobs? If that's your idea, that's not my idea of functional. Mm-mm. No, we talk about functional addicts. Like, okay, well, what do you call a functional addict? Oh, that's an addict that doesn't smoke up all of their money or shoot up all of their money. They still are able to hold down a job and live in a house. That's functional? No, it's not functional. Because all addicts, I mean, because in that view of being functional, then that would describe almost everybody. That means that describes a person that takes Tylenol or Advil or aspirin every time they get aches and pains. Okay, we don't look at them as addicts. I ask them if they go a day without popping a pill, though. So I don't know. I mean, difference in ideology and terminology, but batshit crazy. But your kids are straight. No, they ain't. They might dress well. You might provide for them financially. They may even do good in school. Kids need more than all of that shit. Because when you see your parents, you see you. And that creeps into the youngest children. Like, and so Joe says, when anyone sign a job application, then the first week talk about what they ain't going to do. Oh, here we go with that shit. Every supervisor has been fired in that situation. And so, listen, man, what we don't need to do is don't be getting into my life. We ain't about all that. I think I'm going to read your comment again. When anyone sign a job application, then the first week talk about what they ain't going to do. Every supervisor has been in that situation. I think I'm going to read it a third time. When anyone signs a job application, then the first week talk about what they ain't going to do. Every supervisor has been in that situation. TK Wright says, I'm sure that you know at least one person whose child is well-adjusted, even though they are batshit crazy. No, I don't. No. If anything, I would describe that child or those children as functional before they sell the fuck off. Because all the batshit crazy parents I know, guess what they gave birth to? One guess. Yeah, them kids was fucked up too. And they and their friends knew it. Like, yeah, this apple ain't fall too far from the tree. No, they didn't. Mm-mm. They fucked up too. How can you not be fucked up when you have that exposure? You can't. You can't. I cannot be your child. Not share your bloodline. But if I'm exposed to you day in and day out, it's going to affect me. And I don't mean that in no nice way. It's true. I know it's true because working around drug addicts all the time, it was affecting me. I wasn't no dope head. I wasn't no fiend. I didn't even indulge. Will Horn, what's going on, Will Horn, over there on the Instagram side? Yeah. But being around them, seeing things that they did, seeing the desperation in the way that they moved, seeing how people steal, seeing how, it affected me. You can say that it affected me in some good ways, but I know that it affected me in some bad ways too. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You can't. That's like saying that you can expose somebody to radiation for a long time. I'm like, no, man, I don't mean just because they've been exposed to it don't mean that they're affected by it. Look, they're not sick. 10 years later. Cancer. Cancer of the everything. Cancer. Says Taki, all you got to do is look around. They're out there. Functional and loony. I don't know. That sounds oxymoronic to me. Functional and loony. Okay. Yes, they are functional loonies. To answer the question in the show title, yeah, that's the problem. I don't know. You said you are dead wrong. I don't know. No child is bad in the beginning. They only imitate their atmosphere, Prince. It's true. Your kids will be fucked up. You know, like how many times have I talked about on this show how parents, like you know, these ass-shaking ass, you know, stripper chicks think that their kids ain't exposed to what they do just because, like, because they're young or because they don't know that mommy go get herself violated every night or however many nights during the week to get this cash. Like, they don't know that. Anything that you choose as a financial possibility, you pass that down to your children. So your children didn't, they never knew that you was a stripper, if it's possible. Because who the fuck never, what children do you know never found out that their mom used to be a stripper at some point? I hate to say that I'll wait, but yeah, this one I'll wait. I ain't never known no kids who didn't know what their mom did for a living at a young age. They find out because people talk. They talk. And kids start to be able to, they start putting shit together. Well, why we got to stay with grandma every, you know what I mean? Mommy don't work at night. What job she got at night? She don't be wearing a uniform. So, I don't know. Anything that a parent does, your children have the potential to do it. That's the main reason I refuse to ever use drugs or sell drugs. That's the main fucking reason. I mean, above all else, I wanted to be able to say, no, I ain't never do that shit. You ain't got no excuse. Not that excuse anyway. Now, I don't want them to be able to say, well, Dad, you used to, no, Daddy didn't used to shake his dick in the club and be fucking all these chicks after that. No, that's not what I did. No, I didn't used to sell nicks and dimes on the corner. I didn't move weight from state to state. I didn't have a connect. I didn't do that. I've never smoked crack. I've never used any drugs. I never popped pills. I didn't do that. I'm not saying that makes me better than anybody else, but I had the forward thinking. Like, I need to not do that in order to not pass that energy down to mine. Everybody has a past. I chose parts of my past, not the whole thing, but parts of it. Job, kids, car, house. Job, kids, house, car. Job, kids, house, car. Why can't people with the job, kids, house, car, a lot of times, why can't they find love? Why can't they add on that fifth element? What's the problem? Why is it that some people who have the job, kids, house, car, and they're women, why do they think that makes them above all else? I don't need no man. I don't need no man. I don't need no man. You can keep that grand. I don't need that shit. I pay for where I stand. I got the house. Yeah, got a good house, nice house. Want to come over to the crib? Yo, that's where I live. Plus, I got a job. Paid more than yours. Yo, I do this shit. You know, I open doors for people. I can get you a job, you little bum-ass nigga. Yo, steal and rob. I don't need no man because I got a job. And I got a house and a car, and I take care of my kids. I put myself through school. I ain't no damn fool, and I do what I want to when I want to. And I only really want you. I don't need you. I want you. I don't need you. I don't need you. I want you. And I only want you a little bit. So bring me some of that dick. Actually, I got a heart, and it's been crushed, and that's why I act this way. All right. Says, mommy keeps her uniform covered up. Grits and wavy and grits. I said grits and wavy and grits. And she says, at TK, right, I'm one of those functional loonies. Nah. See, that's the thing. People who say that they crazy ain't the ones. They ain't the ones. You know, it's funny. Because it's so in vogue now to be crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy too. You crazy? Yeah, I'm crazy. I don't know. Shit ain't cute. Real crazy people swear they normal. Real crazy people are like Trump supporters. They tell you, no, you don't fucking understand. I'm trying to tell you. This man is doing the best thing. He's the best thing that ever happened to black people. True shit. Just like crazy people be like, no, y'all motherfuckers don't get it. I ain't crazy. I just see what y'all don't see. I just understand things that y'all don't understand. That's what real crazy people do. It ain't no, I can turn it on, I can turn it off. I could turn it on, I could turn it off. I could turn it on, I could turn it off. I get mad, I get hard, I get soft. No, real crazy don't turn the fuck off. It moves the way it moves. Clint C. Brantley, my man, Clint C. Brantley, go get a Clint. It's the quiet ones you have to be afraid of. Sometimes. I think you got to be wary of all of them. But nonetheless, you know, so many people look up to people who have the job, the kids are doing all right, the house and the car. They look at them like, yeah, everything good. But the people who have the job, the house, the car, the kids, a lot of times they can't find love. Now, what could be the problem with a person that has the job, the house, the kids, the car? You don't like them because they got the kids? Okay, let's take away the kids. We can add something else in there. Let's see. We got a house, car, job. We need a fourth special thing. Degree. I got a degree. Not only do I have a job, but I put myself through school. You don't want a degree? They say nobody really cares about that? Okay. How about you're extremely attractive. You got a body. I got a job. I got a body. I got a house. I got a car. Like, not only am I fly as shit, but I got it going on. Like, I'm ready to go. When people ask me, what am I bringing to the table? I'm like, I'm at the table already. This is my table. But it doesn't always work that way. Why can't that cookie cutter establishment of functionality, why doesn't it always translate into ready for the world? Girl tonight. All right. Grissom Wavy says, I just came in when I made that comment. Can you give me your definition of crazy? Ooh. My definition of crazy is a person that does not think about the consequences of their actions before they do them. That's one facet of it. Like, they're impulsive. Impulsive. So they see it, they want it, they take it, or they go for it. Not thinking like, yo, you realize what comes along with that? Nah, I can make something out of it. I'm good. So, you know, those are the type of people that when they get upset, they burn something down, fuck something up, break something. And sure, that can be just showing out. But the problem is they are impulsive. So they don't have that. They don't have something inside of them that says, yo, chill the fuck out. Let this play out for a minute. Come back. They ain't got that. Everything is, no, we got to take care of it right now. Right now. Do they have other things in their life going on as if they took care of it right now? No. But they pick and choose on the negative shit. That's what makes you fucking crazy. You're more impulsive on the negative, dumb shit, digging holes for yourself that you have to climb out all the time, have people looking at you all sideways like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You got to go get help for the dumb shit that you've done all the time. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. You know, you get your feelings hurt. Every all caution goes to the wind when your feelings get hurt. Or if they haven't even been hurt yet. Oh, you see the potential for them to get hurt. Oh, well, I'm going to strike first. It's never, well, I'm going to see what happens and I'll, you know, devise a plan from there. That's not how crazy people think. Everything is. That crazy is when somebody block you, when somebody block your phone number and you go get another 3-4 phones from different numbers. You know, that kind of shit. Acute personality disorder. Acute personality disorder. Your shit is fucked up. Yeah. That's one of my definitions of crazy. It's the shit that you can't write off as, well, everybody gets a little angry sometimes. No, this is not regular shit. Something got to be done about this motherfucker. Marcel says, in a support group setting, hi, Grits and Wavy. Hi, I'm Grits and Wavy. Hi, Grits and Wavy. I'm bugged out. But, you know, they started this shit. I was chilling. Ansel Jones says, we had a group chat about their kids going into the military. Most people said it's their choice, but they know kids like to follow in their footsteps. Yeah, there are a lot of Wait, Ansel, do you come from a military family? Because, like, my brother-in-law, he comes from a military family. Everybody goes in the Army. I mean, they go to college, too, but they go in the Army first. Everybody go, and they're a bunch of warlords. Shout out to my brother-in-law. Love him to death. But he's a warlord. Straight lace. Believe in that shit. Like, yeah, I believe in fighting for my country.
Honestly, I just believe in fighting. But since, you know what I mean, we got enemies overseas and, you know, it's supposed to be for a good cause. So, you know,
hey, just believe in fighting. You know what I'm saying? You're definitely the type of dude that you want on your side when you get into shit. But it doesn't, yeah, it comes from a military family. My man Juanito Wilborn. Thanks for coming on through, my dude. Good to see me some you. Okay. Grits and Wavy says, sometimes the career women don't have the extra time to find the perfect partner. Well, that's true. But I was asking, why aren't some people attracted to the career woman? And don't get me wrong, I don't think that your career has, like, you know, y'all might look at me some kind of way about saying it, but I don't give a fuck what you do for a living. That has no bearing or it's no excuse for you being an asshole or for you, you know, not being a woman. Nah, I'm not trying to hear that shit. Everybody has a job that they have to do. That don't mean, that shouldn't take away from your natural femininity. And nobody's perfect. I mean, nobody's partner is perfect. They may seem perfect and, you know, from the blueprint that you have put out, but life doesn't work that way. We make plans, the best laid plans go awry. So just like we're talking about job, kids, house, car, people look at you like you got it going on if you have those things in order. But do you really have it going on? I mean, you can have a job, kids, house, car, and you don't wash your ass improperly. Just keeping it a buck. Like, yo, your hygiene is fucked up.
I'm like, nobody here seemed to notice that shit. Shorty stink. Yeah, she a cutie too. She just happened to stink. Oh, y'all ain't notice her? Bob from IT. You know he stink. He's a great guy, that Bob. Smart as a whip. But he stink. And he got kids. Kids probably stink too.
Just saying. Job, kids, house, car. It's a good blueprint. But it doesn't necessarily mean that everything with you is going all right. We were just talking about being batshit crazy and all of that, but whatever defines that. But yeah, you may have some emotional history or some mental history, whether it's personal or family history, that you haven't been able to shake off, and other people can feel it. Even when they don't know it, they know something just ain't all the way right about this one. And we know when our shit is fucked up. You know, many of us try to play it down. You know, divert your attention to other areas where we may be strong. A lot of people go to work all the time to keep from having to face the reality of their existence. So they go where they can be continually and consistently praised, adorned. I don't blame them. It's not a bad strategy. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. But nothing lasts forever. We got to deal with whatever situation that we have. We got to deal with it. You understand what I'm saying? We got to deal with it. Narciso says, quoting Earth, Wind, and Fire, ain't it funny how the way you feel shows on your face, and no matter how you try to hide it, always states your case. Yeah. I used to love when Mark White say, yeah, you can feel that shit. I like Mark White. Rest in peace, Mark White. He's dope. I like Phil Bailey too, but you know, that all that falsetto shit, it kind of irks me. I ain't gonna lie. And that's, I don't care what singer it is. I'll be like, falsetto shit. Yeah! All right. And so Jones says, we had a couple. I never heard a bill collector talk about someone's job. Kristen Wavy says, it's a submission thing. Are career women more aggressive in life? I guess a lot of men like submission or the illusion of submission. I know I've known a lot of, listen, I've messed with a good amount of women who were six figures. And none of them were even anywhere near flawless. But I tell you what else? None of them were on that I don't need a man shit. None of them. Not even close. None of them were on that I don't need to cook or I shouldn't have, none of them. None of them tried that. They ain't tried with me. None of that emasculating shit. None of that, well, you know, I make so much money, I'm so important that I can't, none of them. That's why when I see some of them trying to kick that shit, I'm like, it's a mask, shorty, because you know you ain't got it going on like that. You don't. Your job is your job. Your income is your income. But it don't mean that you got it going on personally. It doesn't even mean that you're confident. You may be confident at work, but shit, many people, you can make $500,000 at work. You, times like this, your shit can still be on the chopping block. So it ain't like that. You know, you still need somebody to tell you that you're great and mean it. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about the random niggas in your inbox and shit like that. I'm talking about, you know, you're a woman. You need that man that's really, truly right there by you in your corner, cheering you on and means it. somebody who will see the things that you need and get it unprovoked. Like, oh, I see you like such and such. I got you, babe. Your career ain't doing that. So just because you make a couple of dollars, you think you're going to be pointing people in certain directions. Like, yo, chill that bullshit out. Because you wasn't born that way. And most adults ain't really with all of that shit. Now, if somebody is a lap dog to you, and you know, and they really are opportunistic, so they figure they got to do whatever you say do, so they can be lazy and sit on their ass, and you finance everything, that's a whole different situation. But you're not going to be happy in that situation. And really, neither are they. Plus, your shot might be garbage. Just keeping it a buck. Your shot might be garbage. Personally, a lot of career women that be saying that they can't find no man, you know, I'm be like, You know what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me all these bum bitches, all these old skanks running around here, slashing tires, busting windows and all of that, they never have a problem getting a man, keeping a man? But your extra special, extra educated, extra professional ass can't keep one? What might be the difference in you two? Unfortunately, you know, crazy Keisha over here got a shot to die for. And, you know, niggas will die for a shot. Not every man, but a lot of men. They say, yeah, she fucked up my ride. But I was wrong. I shouldn't have been fucking around with Tanya. Keisha found out. But I'd be goddamn if I leave Keisha for Tanya. You know why? Because Keisha got this thing that will hold any man. Yeah, I have to take my car to the auto body shop every 6 months or so, but yeah, Keisha worth that. But Evelyn over here, you know, Evelyn that worked for Fortune 500, you know, Evelyn, you know, six-figure Evelyn. Yo, she got it going on in a lot of ways. She all right. But that shot, I can have a future with Evelyn, but I'll be goddamn if I'm going to lay down with this chick with this bum-ass shot every night. So people will say, yeah, but you can fix that. You know, like, you just have to let somebody know what you like. No, you can't fix it. You can't fix bad pussy. You can fix bad sex. You can't fix bad pussy. You can't fix that. You can't fix bad dick either. You can fix bad sex. Like, let's say, you know, if somebody gives head bad, you can fix that. Because there's really no such thing as, well, there's probably no such thing as bad mouth. But head is so subjective, because you can do hand jobs with the, you know, with the dick and all, you know, all that shit. You can trick the dick. You know, and that's sex. Like, you can, you know how people be like, you know, spice things up in the bedroom. Yeah, you can fix bad sex, but you can't fix how your dick feels when it's inside. You can't fix that. It's either a yay or a nay. And when it's a nay, you can't fix it. There's nothing. God can't fix that. He created it. It is what it is. These parts don't go together that well. I mean, you know, like I said, that's dick and pussy. I wouldn't know about the bad dick, but bad pussy, I like it. Now, granted, my criteria is different than other men. But I give other men something to think about. Like, you know, oh, you know what? You know. And that's not to say that women who make six figures don't have it going on. I'm not saying that. But we're exploring the reasons why some people can't be happy even though they have the blueprint of the kids, the house, the job, the car. So you running around whipping an X5, X6. Nice car, X6. With the crib out in the burbs. You can afford everything you have. But people still look past you like, and you cute or handsome or whatever. Ansel Jones says, a lot of women say, a lot of women that say, I don't need no man, wonder why they ain't happy. Every woman needs a man. And Carol Emily says, at Omar, Phil Bailey's falsetto is strained now. It was strained for me in 1974. I hate it. You couldn't hate no songs by Earth, Wind, and Fire. They were too good. But it was like, okay. Narciso says, the art of give and take is ever changing. That's true. And so Jones says, insurance companies love women that smash windows. Side chicks aren't on the contract. He does some shit. Chrissy Wavy says, men usually forgive everything except cheating. You can even stab him or send him to jail and he comes back. I know plenty of men who have forgiven cheating. And even if they didn't openly forgive, they still kept fucking with her. You know, that myth about how men can cheat and women can let it go, but a man can't stand, who can't take it if a woman, that we gotta let that go. Cause it's a lie. There's some women right here listening to this show right now that know that's a lie. Like, yeah, my man, I stepped out on my man before and he found out about it. And we did work it out. It wasn't never really the same, but we did work it out. It happened. But that's love right there. Some people call it stupidity, which is why a lot of men don't admit it. It's social media too. So of course on social media, no man will put up with a woman cheating on him. Take it off social media, what do you see? It ain't like women don't cheat. So you mean to tell me all the women who have cheated, in order to cheat, guess what you got to have? You got to have somebody to cheat on. You can't cheat and you single. You mean to tell me all of the women who cheated? Because there are plenty of women who admit, yeah, I cheated. You know, you got to be a brave woman. You know, not all of this. All the independent women, put your hand up. Get the fuck out of here. Women who have cheated will tell you. My man found out about it, and it was hard. It was hard for a while. And it ain't always a situation where I did it because he did it. It ain't all. This ain't Maury. This ain't none of them shows. They're women who cheat, period. And there are men who found out about it, and they were still like, you ain't going to do that shit no fucking more. Because when it comes to a man and a woman can make it through, they can weather almost any fucking storm in the world if nobody else knows that they went through it. Soon as your family and your friends and neighbors and coworkers find out, oh yeah, y'all ain't gonna make it. A man got a posture in that situation. But when that's not the situation, when it's like, fucking dirty bitch, I can't believe, you know, I can't believe you let another man run up in you and shit, bust all up in you and shit. Shit make me sick to my stomach thinking about it. But we gonna move down here to Delaware. We gonna move to Bear, Delaware. We gonna move down there to Bear. And, you know, so I can get you away from all of that bullshit. And basically, it's so he can save face. It's so he can save face. If a man can't save face, then you got to expect him to act out. But as long as he can as long as he can save face, hell yeah. Plenty of men been cheated. Plenty of men have let that shit go. Plenty. And it wasn't no, and it ain't, I'm not talking about the nice little cheating, like, well, she, yeah, he kissed her. No, he ran up on, he, you know, she, the dude ran all up in, got her pregnant. He had to pay for the abortion. Oh, shit is real. Shoot. Men forgive cheating. They might not forgive it in the, all right, well, you know, one bad. No, they might not forgive it that way. They might still, you know, bring it up every time something don't go right. Narciso says, if I have to explain myself, I'm going to tell you what. I ain't even gonna hold you. Because I'm still reading your comment. You said you can even stab him or send him to jail and he comes back. I'll definitely forgive my woman for cheating before I forgive a chick for getting me locked the fuck up. You don't get me up in no fucking legal system. I'll be goddamn if I ever fuck with you even this much. If the law ever becomes a part of what me and you got going on. What? I gotta go to court for... What? And I ain't forgiving you for stabbing me either. I can see if you punch me in the face or something. That can happen. But you stab me? Like, you trying to cut the ball? I wouldn't stab you. What the fuck is wrong with you? You must be crazy. Bitch, you crazy. No, so if I have to explain myself by way of complaining, it's up to me to decide to be a part of the impending train wreck or jump off. Oh, that's about the side shit, Joe. Carol Chamber says, Omar, straight facts. When someone else knows, it's game over. Yeah, a man and a woman can survive any adversity between them, from the nastiest shit to the smallest shit. When... I ain't gotta worry about people looking at me funny. Like, yo, you really gonna take him back after that? And, well, you know, your girl, grime. Come on, man. There are men whose wives had babies on them while they was married, and they didn't get divorced. Sounds like that shit. Sounds like forgiveness to me. Sounds like forgiveness to me. But, yeah, man, you know, everybody's story ain't everybody else's story. So when we talk about the job, the kids, the house, the car, yeah, that's a good foundation. It's a good thing to have. It's a good thing to establish for yourself. And it's definitely something that I personally think everybody should strive for. But it's not the end all be all. And it's definitely not something that says that you're going to be happy with your situation against all odds. You know, it's just not. And it definitely doesn't mean that everybody will be attracted to you. And even with the people who are attracted to you, it doesn't mean that you will hold that attraction. It just doesn't. We have to put in work in all types of situations, especially the situations where we try to be our laziest. You know, when it comes a time when we all have to pay the piper. So just because we, you know, so-called bring certain things to the table, it doesn't mean that the table is set. Some things are just on the table. You know, there's a big difference between a table being set and things being on the table. So, you know, there are plenty of us who make assumptions about people because of what we think that they have, whatever. There are plenty of people who make assumptions about us because of what we have or what we don't have. One thing I didn't cover on this show too much is like, what does it mean when you don't have these things? I mentioned it, but I didn't really talk about it. Just talk about it for a second before we do the birthday shout out. But just because you don't have one of these things, it doesn't take away from your personal value. If somebody really is interested in you, whether they are a friend or lover or potential to be either or, if somebody really, really sees the goodness in you, the greatness in you, and the future promise with you, we're going to put a whole lot of shit to the side. When I was younger, I was strict on, like, listen, you got to have a job. You got to have a car. You got to have your own crib. I was strict on that shit. Strict. Like, nope. We're not cutting out one of the three. But that was a lot of my selfishness. I'm speaking about that. It was in my 20s. I'm like, well, because if she don't have a car, then I'm going to be having to drive her around all the fucking time. And I don't really like that shit. I ain't a cab. Nah. You need your own whip. Even if I gotta help you get one, gotta have your own crib. Why? Because I got my own crib. And if I got my own crib and you don't have your own crib, you're gonna be trying to make my crib your crib. And back then it was true. Man, I didn't want that to be true. So I was like, no, you gotta have your own crib. Gotta have a job. Because if you don't have a job, you're gonna be in my pockets all the time. You want shit? Everybody is supposed to work. As time went on, I realized that you ain't got to have all of that shit. That was more of my character flaw. And it wasn't always consistent. Did every chick that I messed with have those things? Some had two out of three. Some had all, most had all three. I ain't gonna fight. Most had all. Some only had one out of the three. Better be a fucking job. You know, but when you really dig in somebody or somebody is really digging you, they will look past all of that shit until it becomes an issue later on. And it will, because you can only deny yourself what you like, but for so long. Some of us have more stamina and endurance in that area than others, but Yeah, no. Just because you don't have one out of the four, or even if you have way more than the four, doesn't guarantee that you are going to be a first string starter. Just doesn't mean that. Don't mean that. We're all coming off the bench in somebody's team. Some of us still want to be on that team. It is what it is. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's do the birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 6th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And R-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My man, Mike Harmon. Happy birthday to you. Turning 60 years old, the big 6-0. Happy birthday to you, Mike. And also, Saida McMorris, turning 33 years old today. And Jason Anwar Sadat Sneed, turning 42 years old today. And Sophia Bethu, the big 5-0 half century club. Happy birthday to you. And Monica Belzer, turning 25 years old today. And Felicia Johnson, turning 50 years old today. A lot of people born in the 71. That's what's up. And Paulette Jennings, turning 56 years old today. And Yenny Toribio, turning 32 years old today. And Shanita Bradshaw, turning 37 years old today. And Sonia McAdoo, turning 51 years old today. And Melissa Emery, turning 54 years old today. And La Boni, happy birthday to you. And Patricia Ann Jones, turning 63 years old today. And okay, she got two accounts. I was like, hold on, we already said. And hold on, Monica. Oh, did we say her too? Yeah. A few of these people added me twice, I guess. Okay. And Thomas Wilmore. My man, comedian Thomas Wilmore, professionally known as Tom. Happy birthday to you. Turning 48 years old today. Word up. And Barbara Ayala, turning 39 years old today. And Onyx Nova McGee. I said Onyx Nova McGee. I said Onyx Nova McGee. Yo, Onyx Nova McGee. You might be a Trump supporter, but you're still down with me. I see the good in you without a doubt. Yo, you route. Yo, 45 years you showing out. Happy birthday to you. And also Trevor Griffiths, turning 49 years old today. And last but not least, Cannon Rivera, turning 40 years old today. The big four. Bow, bow, bow. Yeah. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 6th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on into the damn, rock out, rock on into the damn, rock out, rock on into the damn, sing it, do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And yo, listen, check this out. Yo, the job, the kids, the house, the car. The job, the kids, the house, the car. You can have job, the kids, the man, the woman, the house, the car. You can take away and you can make an addition. It shows some establishment on your behalf. I don't think that that's deniable. I don't think it's deniable, but it doesn't necessarily mean that everything is going to go in your favor. It doesn't mean that everything is going to work out the way that you want it to work out. And it doesn't mean that just because you don't have those things, that things are never going to work out or that you have less value. I think that we really need to start incorporating what we really know about a person. Not only who they are, not only how they look, not only what they can do, not only what they drive or how much they make, all of those things, you know, the way that they conduct themselves in pressure situations and how they conduct themselves when everything is all right. I think that that's the best way to get to know a person. You see how they act when they suffer their worst defeat and see how they act when they score their greatest victory. And then you will know. You will know. You will know. But it's going to be all right. You think of that, it ain't going to be all right when it is I want to thank y'all for coming through and checking out the Daily Go Get a Business show this morning. You enjoyed the show, Lawrence. I enjoyed the show too. I did. I think we did the topic a little justice. Sometimes when I walk away from the show, I'll be like, you know, I think we should have tightened that up a little bit. But I think we did all right. I want to say peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And because I know what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to tell y'all. Oh, hold on. What would make you spend the secret money? You know, that money that you ain't supposed to spend. What would make you spend that? What has to arise in order for you to say, I got to go in the stash and get that cash? Because, you know, a lot of times, I get funny. I'm like, the stash? Oh, no, I can't. The stash only accrues money. You can't take money out of the stash. But sometimes things come up. You got to take money out of the stash. Well, we're going to talk about tomorrow. What would make you have to go into the stash and remove and subtract from the stash? Carol Chamberlain, you know what I'm talking about, because you definitely got a stash. You know, all Aquarians, they got a stash. Like, and they will not spend that stash money. Like, stash? I ain't no stash. There's no stash. I'm dead broke. What about the money in the stash? I'm saying, who told you about that? I don't have no stash. But that's the way you have to be about it. Like, no, I'm not touching that money. But there comes a time where you might have to touch it. So what would make you touch it? We're going to talk about that tomorrow on the Urban. Tomorrow on the Urban Therapy with Sunshine. I said the Urban Therapy with Sunshine. That's what I'm talking about. I want y'all to have a great day today. Don't step on no tack. Don't sit on no whoopee cushion. Don't shake hands with nobody with no hand buzzers. That what I'm talking about. That ain't how it's going now. That thing is okay. Even if it was like this today, we're gonna be y'all fried. Morning, noon, and night. It's the way we are. We in the sky like stars, and we shine bright. Light is with knowledge. We didn't have to go out to get this, but we abolish all the things that's negative, like slaves running out this head. I say peace, peace and love. We fly way above that. All right. If y'all didn't share this show, make sure y'all share this show. If y'all didn't hit the like button, make sure you hit the like button. If you didn't subscribe to the channel, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. And that's my word. So we're going to get on up out of here. We're going to get back. We're going to get back, y'all. So, you know. Check out on the book or whatever. Have a great rest of the day. Yeah. And after the music plays, we're gonna get out of here in a puff of smoke like purple haze, huh? Peace, Blog Talk.